This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We never know, man. I'll tell you what. The Dolphins decided, you know what, late June, let's get into July and let's be the story, man. Let's make sure people don't forget about the Miami Dolphins. Anyway, man, we got a lot of stuff. Let's start with a really good story. That Marlins story, last night, I mean, they've been scoring a zillion runs here recently, especially on that West Coast six-game swing that they had with San Francisco and Arizona. My God, they just – it was batting practice every game. Edward Cabrera last night, seven innings pitch, young, talented guy, two hits, seven strikeouts. And that 2-0 win, Kyle Stowers hits another home run, 14 on season for him. And what a story, man. Going right into four. We're going to make your 4th of July for people who are going, getting ready to go out there and watch some Milwaukee Brewer games for 4th of July out there and everything else. Marlins are trying to make it a little bit better because right now they have won 8 straight games. Haven't done that in a long time. I don't know a lot, but I know they haven't won 8 straight and playing a lot of confidence. And
can they make the wild card?
I mean
they're getting close.
Hey, by the way. If they come all the way back.
I know it'd be crazy, but 7 games back, man.
They're tied.
Long way to go.
Tied with the Atlanta Braves
now.
Yeah,
that's really crazy.
Atlanta Braves, you know.
They say they spent $200 million
more.
Ton
of money. Now, I don't know if they spend Phillies money or Mets money, but they also, you know, get after their baseball pretty good and got a lot of talented guys on that team. But, yeah, so great story going on with the Marlins. Game 2 of that series today with Minnesota tonight. And then we got some Duncan Robinson news, 7 year. I got to tell you something, man. Duncan was traded. And, you know, I looked and I just said, hey, man, you know what? He had a really good career here. For a guy, you know, you got to go. He was – anybody could have had him. He had to develop his way through. Turned himself into a really good three-point shooter. Made a ton of threes, more than 1,200 threes. Shot almost 40% in his career. Got some big money, and good for him, man. Got another Pistons, with the Pistons, a 3-year, $48 million sign and trade deal for him. So, he's that's his thing. He got a little better at every part of his game. He did. But he's a 3-point shooter. And so Detroit is hoping that he can give them those 20-plus minutes and hit three-point shots as well with them. But it's a nice career, man. You talk about that development program and what the Miami Heat have done, man. Duncan Robinson is going to leave here, and he will have made way over $100 million in his career to basically be a really good three-point shooter most of the time. So good for him, man. Had some big years. Matter of fact, first half that first year had some unbelievable years shooting threes. What, he shoot 43-44% from three-point land. But made himself a lot of money, got out of that contract, and yes, he did know that there is another deal waiting, and the Heat were able to get the sign and trade and get some cap relief and a guy with 1 year left on his contract. So anyway, good stuff with him.
That is a frustrated fan base, by the way, that Heat fan base. I people ask, well, you know, what are they doing? I have no idea, Joe.
Running back.
Well, it's not even running it back anymore. I mean, this is like...
Damian Lillard will be on the team next year.
Stop.
I'm just telling you. Damian Lillard. By the way, that Damian Lillard deal, that's got to be some kind of record for a team to eat.
Yeah, I know. My God.
That much money. It's got to be...
And in the process, pissing off your star.
$113 million and piss off one of the three or four best players in the NBA. Yes, I would agree with that. Not good. So
that's the master plan here, where he's going to sit and wait a year and pray that his Achilles heals. And
well, he'll be back. You got to give him, you know, he's 34, okay. 35 years old, but you do agree down the road he's going to be a member. Good chance. This is where he wanted to be before. He didn't want to go to Milwaukee.
Man, I don't know.
He wanted to go. He wanted
that's
to
not the kind.
You,
but that's
you
not
forgot the story. But he wanted to be here.
I understand, but that's okay. Not the kind of thing people want to hear today either, though, man. That like we're gonna sit and wait for a late 30s Damian Lillard coming off an Achilles.
I don't know.
That's not exactly, you know, inspiring here this morning.
They have gotten
and no guarantee he comes here. There were a few teams that he said
they've got themselves. Well, he's going back now to Portland, where he loves to
Golden
live.
Golden State, and, he might like.
You know, and
maybe
he's from,
wants to play with Jimmy.
Well, he is from Oakland. He's from the Bay Area. He's an Oakland guy right next door to Berkeley. And that might be a chance there, too, that he wants to do that, go back home and play as well. Then on top of that, we got ourselves a new tight end, Darren Waller, who, by the way, when he was with Las Vegas, we had played him. He's a freak. Now, he is in his prime. Through all his demons and everything that guy's been through, and he's been through, and Omar Kelly's got a great article, tell you everything about him. Woody did some of it in the update, but seriously, there's not enough time to tell his story in a sports update. But he, and he's pretty much on podcast, come out, and he's a rehab guy, he's been to rehab, and so he's open usually. Folks that have been through rehab are pretty open about everything, and he tells story, and he was with the Giants, and he was in a bad place and said, I quit. I'm done. So did not play last year and said, I'll come back, but I only want to play for Miami. So he's back here, and people wanted to know what the hell was that all about, that he all of a sudden wanted to come here. And I know a lot of you, well, easy camp and easier on veterans and all that stuff. And what are we doing going older again? I thought we were getting away from 33 and 34-year-old guys and all that stuff. But Darren Waller has a history and his best success with Frank Smith, who was his tight ends coach, with the Raiders. And so he wanted to be back with a guy that's now the offensive coordinator behind the scenes. Doesn't call the plays, but is the offensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins. And I'm sure Frank Smith jumped up and down and said, I got a guy that even if he's lost a little bit, he is a freakish athlete. So I'm guessing – I saw it was a one-year up to $5 million contract. So first of all, if things don't go well and he doesn't look the part, I'm guessing they can cut him and don't owe him any money or very little money if it happens. But, yeah, we were looking at teams and what they might give up and somebody's backup tied in and somebody that's bowed up. And they went a different – and again, he had some unbelievable years, 6'6", 240, 250 – but he was really athletic, one of the most athletic tight ends when he was in his prime that I'd ever seen. My eyeballs had ever seen. He was a mismatch. He was a mismatch there for a while, putting up some monster numbers with the Raiders. So anyway, we'll see how that. By the way, we're gonna all be watching camp together. We continue to have more and more great stories to watch.
This is a strange one, though, man. I don't know, that name came out of left field.
Yes, it did. Nobody saw that one coming.
This, Joe, I'm getting Odell Beckham vibes from this signing. Like, this is like, it just seems like almost a hope signing. Like,
Woody, I have no idea.
And praying that this guy has something left in the tank.
Woody, that's fair, and I don't know.
They must have done some research, right? Like, they must have known prior to trading Jonnu Smith, like, the guy must be in football shape and ready to roll, right?
I would guess that they did a little bit of research.
Played in a year.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long time to sit.
That is a long time. And like I said, going to be 33 in September with a one-year retirement.
I suppose they have another plan outside of this, I guess I would.
I'm guessing not. Because they got three or four other tight ends under contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I hope they think one of those other guys are, you know, can play, because I don't. This just doesn't seem like it's going to work.
I stick with the long shot on this team is an athletic tight end that we have not gotten very much out of over. So that would be. We'll have plenty of time to talk about all that stuff, but so now we go to camp. I'm like everybody else, man. I don't know, everybody's divided about everything going on here. I look at camp. Camp is going to have some really interesting stuff to watch for the people that cover this team or the fans that go out there for the open practices. Starting with a cornerback position, going against Hill and Waddle. In practice, just to give you an idea, that's a pretty good way to start. Which guys, we're going to have to go with some of these young guys, which guys do you trust? Storm Duck's got three starts in his career. Cam Smith has zero starts. Ethan Bonner has zero starts. Cater, of course, has got he's got 38 starts, but has played a lot, basically since he's been here in his 3 years. So, and then a couple veteran guys that you brought in as well to fill in some of those that haven't played a lot recently, but in their careers have had some playing time, a little bit older guys. So I don't know. And you know, yesterday they finally got me in Pittsburgh, and for a friend, I went on a show last night, and they want to know about Jalen Ramsey and attitude, and you know, and Jonnu Smith. They've got some pretty good tight ends up there. And
did you say nice things about Jalen?
I did.
You say he's a good guy.
I did not say that.
Okay.
I say he's a good player. I did not go look at they. Everybody
did they ask
knows.
You about him as a person?
Yes.
What did you say? Just curious. I didn't hear it.
I just said he's all business.
Okay. That's a nice way to put
he's
it.
He's all business.
There you go.
Yeah. But if you're looking to make a new friend with Jalen Ramsey, good luck, no matter who you are. But
is that going to work up there?
I think with Mike Tomlin, it'll work.
Yeah.
For a short term, well, you know, it will probably work.
Do you think he'll respect Mike Tomlin?
Yes. His deal is he's got to respect you, and if he doesn't. Of course, I don't know Vic Fangio. But he looks stupid on the Vic Fangio stuff, but that's fine. I mean, Vic Fangio, he put his resume up against Jalen Ramsey and then went out the following year and won a Super Bowl and shut down Kansas City in that first half like they were the 32nd ranked offense in football, the way he got after them.
That was one of the best defensive game plans we may have ever seen in a Super Bowl. That was pretty damn good, man.
They
made Kansas City look terrible.
He had pretty damn good talent, too, boy. That D-line and everything else they were doing was good God, was that in that secondary, those young guys?
A lot of us were wrong about that guy, including me. I just wasn't a fan. He just always seemed angry. But
Well, listen,
you would have thought him and Jalen would have gotten along, both two angry people.
So I think part of being a coordinator, now I don't know how this is going to work with Mike Tomlin, is Jalen Ramsey wants a lot of input on what's going on. And I would still say this, because they asked me, what about Jalen Ramsey going to safety? And I'm guessing at this point in his career, he's not ready to move to safety. Because if he still believes if you think he's a top 10 or 12 cornerback, and he knows that position gets paid a lot more than safeties, he's not moving to that position. Now, he might. I can see Jalen at 33, 34 years old trying a safety position, but it's just my opinion. Not right now. And so anyway, that was some of the stuff that was discussed. We got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning as the basketball news coming out. By the way, SGA not only got himself an MVP and a finals MVP, he went out and got a Supermax contract. Have you seen those new Supermax contracts, Woody?
I did, and I think it's awesome that these teams are able to keep their guys. That's really, really important.
Four-year. Right?
Keeps a balance in the league.
$285 million.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's just the extension. He's still got $364 million over 6 years. It is getting to the point now in the new NBA, if you are coming on to be a star right now, SGA is kind of the beginning of this thing with the money again and the new TV contract and everything going up. If you are good enough to be one of the top, 15 to 20 players in the league in your mid-20s and you're getting that done right now, you will make minimum of $500 million in your career if you're able to go through and play. Hey, he's going to have another contract. He's going to be in his early 30s, and if he's still playing at this level or still really good.
Which I assume he will be.
There's another one waiting for him, man. Another one waiting for him.
Yeah, and this is also the time of year where you see a bunch of these stiffs getting these big contracts, like, I don't know, Duncan Robinson, another $50 million. Like,
that's incredible.
That guy is. Hey, it's unbelievable how much money that guy made.
I was surprised. I thought Duncan was looking at a three-year, like, $24 million deal. Yeah. To stay here. I did. I thought they're going to get him $7, $8 million. And he had a sign and trade and getting a chance to go back. He played at Michigan to go back in Detroit and gets three-year $48 million guaranteed. How about that? He's 31 years old, too. 31 years old. You can shoot threes, which, by the way, where's the three-point shooters coming from now with the Heat that you can – count on every night.
Terry,
knock down threes.
Terry's gonna come make
Terry
Rozier
is going to make a big comeback.
Comeback player of the year.
Comeback. I'll tell you what. How would you like every time you hear something about the Heat, they're going, they're trying to get rid of you. How would you like to hear that no matter where you are, you see that story?
I can't remember doing this with the Heat. It's been a long time, man.
Since we've gone this situation, yes.
Yeah, where it just feels like they are out of options.
I still have a lot of people going, I still believe in Pat. Calm down, Joe. Well, Pat's got something up his sleeve.
But then you look something. At like what Milwaukee's doing, what Boston's doing. Like they're kind of blowing a thing up, and it's like maybe the Heat probably should have done this years ago. But
so that's the other theory. The other theory right now is you just hit it, and we've talked about this on the show with the six number ones. Is develop what we have. Everybody else is kind of falling apart in the East. Because of injury, and now we're finding out the Greek Freak might be a little upset about the moves they're making or not making, and now getting rid of his buddy Damian Lillard and all that stuff. That, hey, maybe we should just kind of kick back and let's go play. Like, all of a sudden, this East has been kind of got watered down a little bit. Maybe we're okay. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We've got your South Florida Chevy. We got 4th of July in a couple of days. And summer vacations, 4th of July. And I just want to make sure you're in the right SUV because South Florida Chevy dealers want you to know we got some great products right now, man. Unbelievable space, great look, all the technology you need inside. We are proud of that SUV family. Whether you want to go big boy, like the big, beautiful 2025 Tahoes or Suburbans, we had a couple of guys here at QAM buy a couple of those recently. And or maybe you would just want to go midsize, like the all-new Equinox or the electric Equinox, even better. And plenty of room for family and friends, so much style and a great look to go with it. You know, they're calling the 2025 Traverse because it's such a good-looking vehicle. And then you get in, you go, wow, I can't believe it. Yeah. They're saying, hey, right below the Tahoe and Space is that 2025 Traverse with that 2.5-liter engine to give you better performance. This is the time of the year, man. 4th of July, summer specials going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Got some great-looking SUVs, especially for that summer vacation where this year you said, you know what? We're going to budget it down, stay away from the frustration of airports, and we are doing a nice little family vacation in a South Florida Chevy dealer's SUV. That's what we hope you do with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You're in for a great deal going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steelers. All right, welcome back and good morning. Yeah, hey man, it's head scratching. I have no idea what to tell you about this tight end thing. Like everybody else, I was like, okay, some guys out there you could trade for. I know you want to give up a lot, sixth, seventh round pick, and add a guy to kind of fill in for what Jonnu Smith did as one of the top pass receiving tight ends in the game. And I get it. A lot of this is going to spread back out, and goal number one and two are to get your two of your highest paid guys on the outside going this year, Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. And so I wasn't expecting, you know, Jonnu or any other pass receiving tight end to, you know, have 88 to 90 catches plus. But I wasn't expecting this one. Darren Waller's a very interesting guy. He was in 2018, 2019, 2020. He was really good. I have to look up the exact years, but we did play him 1 year. And he had come in, and he was just a walking mismatch. But went to New York. Has been through a lot in his own personal life. Very open about it. So I'm not, you know, getting into his business. And I wish every guy only the best, whatever demons they have. If you've had family members go through it, nobody wants to see, you know, no matter how much you don't want to see a guy go through it. So Giants. So it was just a bad place for him to be, and he retired and took the year off and got the itch to come back. And Frank Smith coached him, and Frank Smith at that point saw probably the most athletic, nothing against all. I didn't say the best of all time. I'm not trying to, you know, poop on Kelsey or any of those other guys. But, Darren Waller was a physical freak at tight end. I mean, he was 6'6 and could run and catch and just he was a mismatch. And now here we are, and again, as I said, he's going to be 33, and he had the year off, and this is where he wanted to play. So I like a lot of people, a guy takes a year off, you start wondering about, hey, do you still love the game? Second part is you're no longer in your early 20s in your most athletic years. You're towards the end of your career. What do you have left? And listen, he could lose a gear. You know, some guys that are really, really good can lose a little bit and still be really good. If you're hungry and mentally there 100% and learn a new offense and while you're, you know, going through one of those bad days, how do you handle it? Do you, you know, it's going to be hot and humid down here. And so we'll find out for everybody because, you know, I got it again. Boy, I tell you what, my phone, I've heard from people I haven't heard from for a while over some of the moves that have been made this week with Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith going to Pittsburgh and Minkah Fitzpatrick coming back here and knowing we needed a tight end and going out and getting Darren Waller. From retirement to come back, and this is where he wanted to be. Actually, Omar Kelly, who will join us in a 7 o'clock hour, got a great article. Great article. On, I'm pretty – give you a really good idea of everything that if you get a chance to read the Miami Herald and Omar's article on it, give you an idea of what. Now, we just got to find out if he still wants to play, and you will get checked. If you've been out a year and – now you've had the year off, and you know it's one thing to sit there and watch and go, oh man, I can go back, I can do better than this, and now get yourself in football shape to come back and go through camp and look it. I don't know what his money financial situation is. It's none of my business, but $5 million, a lot of money. And I'm guessing there's no way it would be guaranteed a guy coming back. They want to see it. And he's got great support. He's called Frank Smith, Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator. When he got things rolling in Vegas and got his life turned around, he gave a lot of props to Frank Smith, who he felt really was there for him as a mentor and everything that he helped him with. But, you know, we're looking at all the moves and writing down some names of guys that might be available. I didn't have that one on the list. I didn't have a retirement guy that's going to be 33 in September on that list. That was not on the list. So we'll see how it goes. And with everything else on this team and see what it's going to look like. You know, everybody, and I got some calls last night. You know, Joe, I think they're going to be a lot better. I got one of those last call last night. I think they're going to be a lot better than everybody thinks. And my thing at this point,
what was the reasoning behind that? I mean, instead of just saying it.
Well, the front line of this team looks pretty good on paper. And I said, well, we got a lot of young guys we're counting on, number one, more than we've done. I can't remember the last time we're counting on a lot of guys that are going to get their experience in camp and are going to be thrown into it. They're no longer going to be at the end of a 53-man roster or a practice squad. There's going to be some of those guys you're going, hey, guess what? You got to start. Oh, guess what? We need you to go 30 snaps today on offense or defense. So we're going to have that, but they've still got some good players. I don't think it's a very deep team. I'd be concerned about it. And the back end is going to be full of even more of those guys that we're talking about that don't know how good they're going to be because they haven't really done much yet because they're young guys and waiting for opportunities. So you got all that stuff going on. And then the Duncan Robinson thing for Heat fans. I thought they're going to work out. I've seen this. Andy opts out of his contract and the team works out. They had to shake hand and opt out, and I thought Duncan was going to be back again. I did, and nope, they did a sign and trade, and Duncan Robinson is going to the Pistons. 3-year, $48 million sign and trade for him. So end up having really good career here. Really, really good career. He's one of those development guys, right, Woody? He'd be considered one of those top development guys that we ended up keeping. Most of them ended up going somewhere else when they were free agents, got paid $10 to $12 million a year. And a lot of it was because of, you know, the culture of guys working hard all off season and spending time with them and getting them ready to go and playing them a lot. And they got opportunities to start when somebody went down or were getting 20, 25 minutes a night. And Duncan Robinson, I got to tell you, you know what I like best about it besides his three-point shooting? Did anybody go through more swings of starting, coming off the bench, and sitting at the end of the bench? Was that in a playoff game? He had a game. Didn't he score? He actually had a good game. And whatever happened, he like disappeared. They like put him down at the end of the bench.
Well, I think defensively, clearly a liability.
Yes. But. No question. No. I know why. It's just that everything about that wasn't new. It wasn't just.
Hey, man, I'm glad the Heat didn't have to pay him $50 million again.
Well, 50.
48, whatever. I mean, geez.
whatever that contract.
It's just too much.
I thought you were talking. So anyway, they have moved on from Duncan Robinson, who
very sad about this.
1,200 plus 3-point shots and averaged almost 40% shooting from 3-point land. And anyway, that's it. Duncan's moving on, and they got a full roster right now. And I don't know. You expect anything? Are you looking anything out there going, I think they're looking, Woody, you said it. I think they're looking. I might be wrong. I think they're looking out there at what's out there and what's going on in the East. And now the Pacers are getting ripped for Miles Turner's situation. And he signed a 4-year, $107 million with Milwaukee and going, okay. So their guard's out. And now Miles Turner's out. They look completely different now.
Imagine being Tyrese Halliburton. They sit at home after having his Achilles operation.
I know I'm out a year, but what the hell? What are we doing? Like, I'll be back in a year.
Sorry, buddy. We got to pay that luxury tax, man. We just couldn't do it. Thanks for sacrificing your Achilles for us, but we didn't want to pay that.
So Woody, then on top of all that, I just think they're watching. They're sitting back, and the Heat are watching all these moves. And every time they probably go to look at getting interested in something, they go, you know, get Spo on the phone. And you know, Spo, we're just looking at what you have and the upside of some of these young guys and what everybody else has. There's no reason. We can't jump back in this thing and be competitive in the East. Is there a chance that's going on? Seems like it. Seems like they're going, oh, Milwaukee's a mess. The big guy's not happy. Oh, the Pacers just took 9 steps back.
I don't know, man. I have a hard time seeing them going anywhere. Tyler Hero's their best player, but.
Well, I'm sitting here not talking just about one player.
I don't know, but you come out with Tyler Hero.
But that's your best player.
Yeah,
24 points a game. They're right. 23, almost 24 points a game. Every night, Bam's back. And
still feels like they are a late playoff seed type team or play in.
They must – they're getting ready for summer league basketball. I wonder if they're going to ask a lot of those first-round picks, like, hey, come on. We got to get early jump on this thing and get going here, get rolling. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot of news, a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on with all the things that – I want to tell everybody about the Dolphins. I have no idea because every time you think you got kind of things figured out and the next move might be a veteran cornerback, and I get that they're waiting these guys out on the cheap. I get it. They're waiting for two or three guys that they have on their list right now to take a reality pill and wait and come here and on the cheap. Just like they did in free agency this year. Everything was on the cheap except one guard who were waiting to come back from Achilles, supposed to be ready to go, James Daniels, for start of camp. And we'll see how that goes. All right. Anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. I always like to talk about Atlantic Men's. I really do. I love what Atlantic Men's did for me, and I know they can do it for you. I just have nothing but great news to talk about with my own experience. And yes, I had low T and I had full-blown ED and everything else. Energy level. Here's kind of how it worked. It kind of got my attention. So super tired there for a while, and I finally went and got a physical. And they go, no, everything's fine here. You know, you're good. And, you know, just keep taking your blood pressure and all that stuff. So, you know, I realized when you're not working out and you're not doing things and you're just kind of find yourself taking naps, and I was eating the same amount. So next thing you know, I'm popping around 265. And I was like, oh, this is not bad. And then you look in the mirror and you're like before and after. Oh, boy, this is bad. So then, you know, I had a good friend tell me you ought to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and get going on this thing. And so, yeah, you start working out. You feel better. You start losing weight. I did. I changed my diet a lot. I had ED, full-blown. Sex drive was gone. Not hit and miss. Gone. Like, my wife was making excuses for me. Now, I don't know if you've gone through any of this stuff. But I finally went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Got the T, the PSA test, met with their professional. It was a great meeting. Great stuff. Say, hey, we're going to put you on this program if you're ready to go. And I said, let's do it. And I got to tell you, it was more than a year ago, and I feel so much better. My energy level, especially after shows, getting up at 2 in the morning, it's just been a lot better to go during lunch and play tennis and walk and just stay active. My sex drive is back. All the things I want to have in my 60s. Now, I can't speak for you. Maybe you don't. But if you do and it's important to you, I want to let you know Atlantic Men's Clinic works 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. A brand new one in Hollywood, matter of fact. Great location, great facilities, great looking, really good people, and great results waiting for you. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles. puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, and welcome back. Good morning to everybody. The Marlins. How about that story? 8 straight wins now for the Marlins. Do nothing win over the Twins last night. Edward Cabrera, 7 innings, 2 hits, 7 strikeouts. Stowers, who's really picked it up again, hits his 14th home run last night. Some good defense. And the pitching, back into the pitching staff's gotten really good. Little three-man rotation back there, getting a lot of outs right now and playing with some crazy, crazy confidence. So they'll have game 2 today against the Twins. We're going to be telling you about a lot of stuff that's going on there. Duncan Robinson is gone. Opted out of that last year of his contract and has signed a 3-year contract with Detroit Pistons. And so he's gone. And the Dolphins get a new tight end in Darren Waller. Retired last year with the Giants, so he didn't play in 2024. He's back. And there are people like, how did this happen? And honestly, I sit here and tell you some of it. And Omar's going to join us. And 7 o'clock here, he'll tell you about it. He's got a great article. Really covers the whole thing, the relationships, how he ended up here. This is the only place he wanted to go because of his relationship with Frank Smith. And obviously, he knew Jonnu Smith was gone. But, 2018, 2019, 2020, I have to look at the years, but maybe even into 2021, he was as good as anybody, man. He was an athletic.
Unfortunately, it's 2025.
I know. He was an athletic freak. I'm just setting up the whole thing and the relationship. Frank Smith was the tight ends coach with the Raiders and had Darren Waller and went through Darren Waller's had demons. Without getting into all that, and again, Omar will join us. So we're going to talk about that coming up at early 7 o'clock hour and everything else with you know, not exactly what you expect for a guy that's going to be coming back at age 33. It's fair.
How often does that work?
We don't see very much of this.
Retires, and you hear, you know, I was reading about him yesterday, and you hear, oh, he lost his passion for the game and all that stuff, and he retires. And all of a sudden,
he comes back,
like, you know.
Well, I will tell you this.
How often does that work out? Maybe he stayed in really great shape. I don't know.
Well, your question's a great question. That would be, you know, it's one thing to come back at 22, 23, 24 out of suspension. We've had some guys that have been suspended have come back and been really friggin' good. Or as good as they were before. But this one is, you know, again, 33 is 33. It's not 23. It's not 24, 25, 26, your prime years in the NFL.
It was just a head scratcher. Maybe they know something we don't know. But
well, Frank, again, I'm sure Frank Smith, who's been with Mike since he's been here, kind of behind the scenes guy as a coordinator that, you know, it's kind of new. A lot of guys are doing it now where a lot of head coaches like to call the plays on game day. But Frank does a lot of work.
I mean, they must have worked them out and stuff, right?
Although
none of that leaked out.
No. But I would think you're right about that. I would think that he would have had a physical. They would have worked him out and to see where he is to make sure he's not coming in. I'm guessing they have some people talk to him to make sure. And I know the team's going to say, hey, we got nothing to lose. We're not going to lose any money if he bags out one day and says, I tried it. My passion is gone. I'm really done.
No, you're right about that. They really don't have much to lose, and they don't care about getting embarrassed anymore. So you seem to be okay with that. By the way, this might be the best text of the 6 o'clock hour. You said Waller and Lillard would be better signings for the Out to Pasture podcast.
Yeah. Hey, we don't usually do this with guys in their 30s, but hey.
I just have Odell Beckham Jr. vibes from this signing. It just feels like something that may never actually happen. Like, you know, does he go through camp and just be like, I'm really not into this?
So
Woody, is it possible he's not in shape enough to play?
Hey, Woody, I don't know, Joe. Woody, those are all the things that everybody listening to us thought of right away.
I'm just waiting for you to tell me he's going to have 50 catches for 500 yards.
I don't know. Odell. Before you start taking shots, ass. I mean, before you start doing that, like I haven't said any of that stuff here. Your questions are all great ones, man, about, you know, where this thing is going to go. Hey, he could walk in one day and go, hey, man, Frank, thanks. I'm not into it. I tried it. I don't move like I used to. You know, I'm, you know, it's year off wasn't great. And my head, look at, no matter how good you are physically, if your brain has checked out on this game, it's hard to fake your way through football practice.
Even so someone sent us a thing. I guess he was at a fitness event. And I mean, he does look like he's in good physical shape, and I'm not doubting that. Like, listen, I didn't expect him to come in here and
be fat. It's one thing
to
be in shape. It's one thing. I get it.
Football shape, I think, is different.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, I could work out all off season, which I did a few times, and played a lot of basketball and staying in shape and stretching. And, you know, and then you go out and you practice football, and you're going, geez, why am I so sore? It's just different.
I didn't expect him to wheel him in, you know, because he's, you know. 100 pounds overweight or something.
But. Again, I'm guessing they did their homework. You don't just go around signing a guy that was good 3 years ago. So I'm guessing they did their homework.
Well,
probably worked
before,
them out a little
you
bit.
Say that. I mean, they did sign Odell.
They did, but they're working off what he did last year, which was a mistake because he wasn't even close to what he was the year before, coming off his injury. By the way, he's apparently trying to make another comeback. Please, don't call me.
So Mike Florio, who we're going to have later on in the show, Joe, just crushed them yesterday. And this stuff is embarrassing. Like Texer says here, I'm really glad I sold my season tickets. I don't have to watch this BS. We can only sign people that are injured or retired. Chris Greer, way to go. Pulled a player from retirement.
Well, Chris is working off recommendations of coaches, for sure. And Chris is responsible at the end of the day. He's on that. This is on you, again, as a general manager who oversees the roster, along with the head coach. Don't get me wrong. That we'll see. And I know what they're going to say. I know what they're saying to themselves. The backup plan is, all right.
I just wanted to say to the owner.
Didn't work.
What do they tell Stephen Ross?
I don't know.
We got rid of Jonnu Smith. Yeah, he was a Pro Bowl guy. He's our number one offensive weapon last year. But we're going to go with this guy. I know he hasn't played in a year.
Hey, you know what's funny, though, about you? You're telling me you loved the deal yesterday, and now you're kind of jumping the other side.
Which one?
The Jonnu Smith deal?
Jalen I did Ramsey. Love the Jonnu Smith deal.
Okay.
I didn't love it, obviously, but I think they did well for the situation.
You know,
Joe, look, you have to look at it this way. They didn't want to pay him, right? You can't put a gun to their head and force them to pay Jonnu Smith,
they're
right?
They're not paying.
Okay. They weren't going to hug it out with Jalen Ramsey, right? That was done. So I think given the circumstances, they did very well.
No, they got a good grade. I don't disagree.
This signing is just, I don't know, man, it's unusual.
Yes.
With like, all the guys out there. Someone brought his name up yesterday. I was like, we saw the text. My buddy started texting the second these things hit. And I was like, I can't remember him playing last year.
So nobody has told me this, but I'm guessing he must have had a hell of a workout. No, I'm being serious. I know it was shorts, but they must have said, hey, come on out, run around for us. We're going to have somebody throw to you. And they must have went, God, he's still. Now, again, just a workout, 20, 30-minute workout. See where he is. See where the cardio is. See how he moves. You know, a guy didn't play in a year, and you're in your 30s. It's a little different. But I'm guessing, I mean, the teams don't go around signing guys to get burned on them where they get hurt, and you sign them. You got to pay them $5 million, and they're on IR, and they go, gotcha. You just played into my 401k program. So I'm guessing the team did all that work to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
well, not a lot of people are giving him the benefit of the doubt because of the Odell thing.
Yes.
They said they did their homework there too.
The Odell Beckham deal was
that didn't go well.
Was a disaster. Time that some guys were supposed to, you know, we thought they're gonna be around. They weren't. They tried to cover that Odell and then they said, well, we thought this might happen, that he was gonna miss the first couple of games, and you're just like. And then somebody told me he had a great practice one day and tore it up in practice. And then We saw him a little bit in the games. Then and by the way, then the guy wasn't very good, and he had an attitude when he was playing. He was throwing temper tantrums. Yeah, that Odell thing, don't even get me going on.
Texters, by the way, nice work this morning, man. I love some of this stuff.
What you got?
This guy says, just wait until he experiences the 98-degree heat. He'll be back on the couch having a beer in a week.
I said that. Humidity, as a California guy, humidity will find out just how much you want to play football. Now,
Big Mike says, hey, Joe, I'm also retired a year. I think the Dolphins will sign me.
Big Mike.
This signing isn't ridiculous. It's absurd.
So you hear all this stuff.
Classic Greer move. Please have this be Greer's last season here.
Hey,
people are pleased that I got you to crack early this morning. I wasn't trying to get you to crack. Like I just was waiting for you to say like your Odell.
What are you going
to
do the Odell thing? I wasn't saying Odell's. I said I was totally wrong.
It was funny.
By the way, I was wrong. The guy that told me with the Ravens goes, you know, I think he can be better than that 35 catches for 500 yards with you guys.
So you took some bad advice. You're like the Dolphins.
I didn't realize there's a little surgery.
A lot of bad advice going around. Back.
By the way, there's a guy that mentally checked out too. He was more into TikTok than he was to being at a game on time and playing. There's another guy that was on his own schedule.
Yeah. Was he one of those guys Jalen Ramsey respected?
I'm guessing not. I don't know what the relationship with all those guys was, but apparently Mike knew he had some problems with, you know, again, you got to know what you're signing, man. You got to know what you're signing. Guys can play together. Guys can get along, the respect and all that other stuff. Because at the end of the day, it's a team sport. You need 11 guys.
Maybe it'll come together, man. Maybe it'll all just work. They're due. I mean, they're due to have a good season, aren't they? It's been a long time.
What's a good season? We've had 11
wins. Some playoff games, maybe?
We've been in some
playoff games. Due. They are due to win a playoff game.
Can I tell you what has not worked for us is being a wild card, the last wild card position, and going to play the number 2 seed in someplace.
But you got to admit they're due. I mean, it can't just be bad for this long. Like something has to give.
Well, it wasn't good in Pittsburgh. It wasn't good in Kansas City, and it wasn't good in Buffalo. That's where we had to go as almost the last wild card spot. And you know what they all had in common, too? Cold weather. Not only good teams, but cold weather. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. 7 o'clock hours coming up here, man. Keep it rolling. 305-567-0560. Hey, that one good story right now for you, and you don't have to worry about this weather because we got a top on the old Marlins ballpark over there. 8 straight wins for the Marlins. A couple more games with the Twins. Then the Brewers come in for 4th of July fireworks. And, man, Friday, the Marlins are putting together one hell of a show. We like to call it Red, White, and Brew. Get your ticket. Got a lot of great stuff with it. It's also military appreciation. Find out what you can do with all that stuff. Ticket packages on Marlins USA shirts. That's part of it. You get your ticket. You get the shirt with it. Just go to marlins.com/promotions. And then on Sunday, by the way, this Sunday, Jim Leland bobblehead, Hall of Fame bobblehead, I might add at that. That's this Sunday with Jim Leland. First 8,000 fans will get the bobblehead. So if you collect these bobbleheads, a lot of people do. A lot of the kids collect them. Make sure you get out there and get your ticket and get set for Sunday. And then on top of that, man, you got the Marlins. 38-45 now. All of a sudden, Cabrera with strong 7 innings last night, 2 hits and 7 strikeouts, and Stowers hits a home run. That's all they needed. We got to go to break. 7 o'clock hours coming up. We're going to be joined this morning by Omar Kelly in just a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.